Hello, this is Gary, and you're listening to Timeline Astrology. Hello, and welcome back to the Timeline Astrology podcast. Today, I thought I'd attempt to answer the question, how on earth do the planets influence us? So this is a question that is important to answer because a lot of people who don't get into astrology but are curious about it find this the first stumbling block that they never really get over. Now, if they've had their chart read, you know, they get over it, and then, you know, years later when they're trying to make sense of it all, they may try and answer this question. But if somebody hasn't had their chart read and is arguing about astrology, which, you know, is a moot point, but they ask that question of you, there are a couple of ways I believe that you can answer this. The first one, which I think is very relevant for, you know, the skeptic, and I'm quite a skeptic, and I luckily had my chart drawn up for me by a very good astrologer when I first had my first reading, and could explain a lot about who I was, and so I couldn't deny the influence. But it wasn't till years later that I started asking these kinds of questions. So how on earth do the planets influence us? Perhaps a better way to explain this to a skeptic would be not that they directly influence us, but that they reflect us. A better way might be to explain that a map of the heavens at the time of your birth is a pattern to observe, to see a reflection in the stars in who you are. And so it's really just a pattern, and we're reading patterns, and it's a very intricate pattern, and one that shifts over time as well within that framework. So that's one way you could describe it. Another way to describe this to somebody who's maybe a bit more open to understanding subtlety, and we know that subtlety is lost in the modern world. I mean, it's just, it's so loud and brash, and everyone is getting their point across in a very loud manner, that subtlety is really lost in the modern world. And the shame of that is that knowing about subtlety and subtle influences also means you know about powerful forces that are at play behind the scenes. So this is another aspect of astrology, that actually the more subtle something is, the more powerful it is. Because if you have no idea that something is working more subtly on you, you're not conscious of that, then it has more of a hold on you. When you make something conscious, as we try to make in astrology, we have more control over that thing, or we'd like to think we have at any rate. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate of fate and free will and all of that, because it's a bit of a moot point anyway. Whether you believe in free will or not is kind of not the point. If you believe in it, then great, you know, you do what you can. But I, you know, I like the line from the writer Yuval Noah Harari. He talks about will and says that, yes, we have will, but it's not free. And of course, being an astrologer, anyone who follows astrology, we're very aware of that, that we have a will, but that there are so many influences upon our will. And this is what we try and make more conscious in astrology. And if we can start looking at subtler aspects through astrology, and that the planets don't have a direct impact on your mind and emotions, but that they have a very strong impact on your subtle body, if we want to talk about the subtle body that many in yoga learn about, but that you can just imagine that you have a dense physical body which you can touch and feel and sense, but that you have then also a mental and emotional body, but then also, even subtler still, you have a causal body. So it's when we get into that kind of subtle realm and understand those subtler bodies that we could start to maybe have the conversation about how planets actually could influence you indirectly. Because when then that is influenced, your mind and emotions are therefore influenced on a denser level, and an even denser level, then your body, your physical environment is influenced. So you're given, or the energy, or you're not given the energy to perform a certain thing in your life, to experience a certain thing, to feel a certain way. So this is another way you could argue the point that how the planets can influence us. So there are two different ways that I find useful, and depending on the person you're having a conversation with. And it can be also a mix of those two, because in actual fact, for me and my upbringing and my belief systems, it is very much a mix of both, because I'm quite a skeptic and I'm always testing theories. And, you know, the first opinion there about it being a reflection of who I am fits very nicely in with that. But I've also studied a lot of yogic sciences and understand subtler dimensions, and can open my mind up to at least the possibility that actually the planets are influencing me on such a subtle level that I'm not aware of, that impacts my more conscious being and my more physical being and my experience on Earth. So that's my two cents on this very complex, very broad subject. And I'd like to thank you for listening. Until next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.